Hello, and welcome to the Community IT Innovators Technology Topics Podcast, where we discuss nonprofit technology, cybersecurity, tech project implementation, strategic planning, and nonprofit IT careers. Find us at communityit.com.
Thank you all for joining us today. Welcome to the June 2021 Community IT Innovators webinar. We hope that your summer is off to a good start, and we're really happy that you could join us today. Today, the webinar is going to be on Microsoft Business Voice, and we're going to hear about the telephony services that are available in Microsoft 365 and how nonprofit organizations of all sizes are starting to leverage these services to help meet their telephone needs. My name is Johan Hammerstrom. I'm the CEO of Community IT, and I'm the moderator for this webinar series. The slides and recording for today's webinar are going to be available on our website and YouTube channel later this week, and we'll send out those links if you registered for the webinar. If you happen to be watching this pre-recorded webinar on YouTube right now, please subscribe to our channel and you'll receive automatic updates whenever we post new webinar recordings. You can use the chat feature throughout the webinar to ask questions, and we'll do our best to answer those questions. Now, before we begin, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about our company. Community IT is a 100% employee-owned company. Our team of 36 staff is dedicated to helping nonprofit organizations advance their missions through the effective use of technology. We're technology experts, and we've been consistently named a top 501 managed services provider by Channel Futures, and we received that honor again in 2020. And now, without further ado, it's my pleasure to welcome today's presenters, Sarah and Matt. Hello.
Hey, Johan. Thanks for the introduction. It's always great to hear about that employee ownership and the fact that we've been recognized as a top MSP for the past couple of years. So as you see, my name is Matthew Eshelman. I'm the Chief Technology Officer here at Community IT. And looking forward to talking about Microsoft Business Voice today as maybe a more focused content than we've given before. So, and happy to be joined by my colleague, Sarah Wolf.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a new face here, and I'm a sales associate at Community IT. And so I work a lot with Johan and Matt, and it is great to be here. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about Business Voice. As Johan said, we're going to, first talk about the product and then how in the world licensing works, get to see a demo, and then how you would end up getting started if you wanted to continue using Business Voice.
Great. So as we are just getting the webinar started, I'd love to get a sense of the folks that are on and kind of your current use. So Johan, if you could just bring up that first poll in terms of asking the question, are people using voice over IP phone systems now? So again, just a quick poll, go ahead and get in your response and we'll get a sense for where current organizations are at.
All right, we've got about 3/4 of the audience voting. So I'm going to go ahead and end the poll. Thank you for responding. And we've got a few more votes just coming in here. About 60% currently have a VoIP phone system, about 40% don't. I'll just share the results. You can all see that. Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's good. Good to see. And then maybe as a follow-on, since we're talking specifically about Microsoft Teams, which is part of Office 365, love to get a sense for how many folks are already using that part of their productivity platform. So again, two questions. Are you using Office 365 and are you using Teams? So there's two things. If you're already in Office 365, I think it makes the use of Microsoft Business Voice a lot easier. If you're a Google Workplace customer, there may be some better integrated VoIP solutions for you. If you're already in Microsoft 365, I think there's some real benefits to using and adopting that telephony piece that Microsoft has built in and made it a lot easier to deploy here. So we'll look at that. So yeah, so we got, all right. It's good numbers to see in terms of the use and adoption of Microsoft 365 and the team. So I think, so hopefully as part of the session today, you'll learn a little bit more specifically about what Microsoft Business Voice is and how, you know, how you may be able to implement it in your organization. So. So Sarah, what are some of the questions that folks had as we were preparing for this webinar about this topic?
I don't actually have that list pulled up. I apologize. I know that some people were wondering, you know, how does it differ from the normal VoIP experience, and you know how often you end up using it as opposed to just using the Teams messaging and chat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think you know Microsoft's take on this, you know, kind of as with many of their products, are you know, I think they keep trying, and I think eventually they get it right. And so for folks that maybe are familiar with Skype, Microsoft has had an integrated phone system as part of their, you know, communication platform for quite a while. And I do think, you know, now is a time when they've gotten it right, it's really easy to deploy and it's really easy to manage. So again, you know, Microsoft's perspective is really around, you know, kind of bringing it all together. And so the features that are included in this Microsoft Business Voice is really pretty comprehensive. So, you know, as you see in the graphic here, so they have the traditional, what we call, you know, PBX or public branch exchange. So kind of your traditional telephony system, you know, for those of you that are using Teams already a lot, you know, you may be using it quite a bit for online meetings. I know that that's a feature that I'm using quite a bit, you know, maybe it feels like too much, you know, being in, you know, 6 hours of Teams meetings a day. But then also, you know, the audio conferencing piece is included as part of that, along with, you know, instant messaging. So I think there's a lot to be, you know, to kind of, that's baked into the Microsoft Teams platform. And with the addition of the Microsoft Business Voice, means that you can essentially make phone calls from the Teams app. You know, that's kind of the short answer in terms of what Microsoft is providing with the Microsoft Business Voice platform. So we can see, you know, Microsoft's view really is around, you know, having calling, having chat, having meetings, all in a single app that is built on top of the Microsoft cloud. So again, you know, one of the benefits that I can see for, you know, even in terms of administering it, whenever we're supporting organizations that have, you know, voice over IP phone systems, there's typically a whole separate deployment process that we need to go through in terms of setting up new users, in terms of deploying a desktop application. You know, all of those things, you know, are kind of separate and alongside. But now with Microsoft adding in telephony service into the, you know, into the Teams application, it makes it a lot simpler. So we don't need to have a separate, you know, separate, you know, directory or creating, you know, separate deployment apps. So, So that's, you know, I think some of the kind of the features. And again, I think from that simplicity standpoint, I find it really convenient to have all of my meeting and phone information within one platform. So, you know, for organizations that are already using Teams pretty heavily, the fact that you can go in, see the Teams dial pad option right within the Teams application means that it's pretty easy to reach out and to connect to people. For organizations that are using Teams as part of the collaboration quite a bit, you know, it's easy to have that audio dial-in conferencing to let people get connected and, you know, not having to switch back and forth between applications. You know, meetings are integrated, you know, there's just a real, I think, expediency in terms of access and management that's included as part of the team's platform in general, and having things, you know, being able to call from, you know, as it says up here, you know, kind of being able to call from kind of anywhere, from any device.
So with, you know, how, with all of these new integrations and everything, you know, and the big push to go remote with the pandemic, like how has that really affected how organizations think about telephony and these services?
Yeah, I think it's really shifted quite a lot. You know, I'd say kind of pre-COVID, you know, 100% work remote, I think there was a really strong sense of, you know, we need a phone system. I need a phone on my desk that I can, you know, that I can pick up and, you know, push some numbers on a physical device and, you know, make those phone calls. But, you know, I think that has really shifted a lot. People realized, you know, one, they're probably not getting that many phone calls directly that they, that they want to receive. And then, you know, I think with the shift to a lot of these online, you know, meeting platforms and collaboration platforms, you know, all of that has made, you know, these kind of voice over IP, you know, virtual meeting people a lot more comfortable, right? So, you know, I got my headphones on, you know, Sarah's got your headset on. And it's just really easy to do that without, you know, picking up a handset.
In terms of, you know, I know that I'm in sales and, you know, for the most part, I talk to maybe, you know, I do sales and I do some non-technical account management. I end up talking to, you know, one to two people on the phone every week or so. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is done in, I have a lot of interactions within, you know, within our team internally, but you know, with organizations in the past year, it has been a huge move to talking about things online. We do have a question that came in about what limitations this new Teams telephony has, you know, in comparison to voice over IP or other competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Items.
Yeah. So I think maybe, yeah. So we kind of jumped right into the use of the acronym without doing, you know, some of the traditional definitions. And so voice over IP is just, you know, basically making phone calls using internet or IP protocols. And so, you know, there's lots of different voice over IP solutions out there and available, you know. And so Microsoft Teams is kind of just one, you know, one more product. And I think, you know, we'll talk a little bit about some of the licensing and the integrations and kind of some pros, you know, pros and cons later. But I think, you know, from a straightforward perspective in terms of like being able to make and receive phone calls from your computer, it's very easy to do. And in terms of the, you know, kind of features and benefits, you know, I would say the integration and the fact that, you know, it's already in an application that you're already using makes the deployment, the management, and the support a lot easier because you don't have to deal with a whole separate application. You don't have to worry about, you know, deploying and updating and managing another desktop application, dealing with a whole another set of usernames and passwords. It can really help you to streamline and consolidate into one system that allows you to, you know, do all of that again, like I said, from one admin console, from one username and password perspective. And so it really streamlines the use and adoption through that single platform.
Gotcha. So we have a couple questions that came in with the submissions and, you know, a couple of people in chat that are wanting to know about licensing, how that's going to work, and pricing. Mm-hmm. You know, what is the pricing going to lower at some point? Is there special nonprofit pricing? How does all that work?
Yeah, well, I think the good news, especially for nonprofit organizations, is that Microsoft has applied the discounting that they're able to the Microsoft, to the Business Voice Teams pricing. So what you see here is the licensing for Microsoft 365 Business Voice. So I think that's the official term. A lot of different things can get thrown around here, but it's essentially Microsoft 365 Business Voice. And the nonprofit pricing is $14 per user per month. And so that's a good number to look at. You know, if you're currently a voice over IP customer, you know, we've seen most of our customers, you know, in the range of, you know, 20 to maybe 30 couple dollars per month per seat for voice over IP pricing. So you can see this, pretty affordable option to add, you know, to kind of add on or to transition to. So in terms of the limits that are set by this Microsoft Business Voice, this is something that is kind of scaled for, you know, up to 300 users. So if you're larger than that, Microsoft does have some telephony options that are available to you, but the Microsoft Business Voice product offering is really tailored to those organizations that are 300 seats and under. And I think, that would be the place to start. So if you're under 300 users, I think it's a good thing to look forward. The nice thing is that there is a free 30-day trial. So if you're thinking about voice over IP or wanted to evaluate it, it's something that you can do as a self-service. You're in Office 365. You can search and add the Microsoft Business Voice user trial, and it'll work for 30 days. And so you can get, you know, kind of test it out. You can make and receive phone calls. You can do the whole nine yards. And so it's really easy for organizations to kind of test out and to see if it's going to work for them. The pricing does include taxes and fees. So that's that's the price that you pay. And then finally, it includes 3,000 domestic minutes per line. So those minutes are all pooled. So again, this may be an area where you need to figure out how much calling you're doing. My assumption is that as an organization, there's no way people are using 3,000 minutes. I think we did a community IT where we're looking at our metrics, and across the 35 staff that we have, I think we were using less than 5,000 minutes of outbound calling from our traditional, phone system. So again, I think by that metric, we have over 100,000 minutes available to us. We were using less than 5,000. So I think that kind of gives some sense of the scale of how organizations are using their traditional phones, which, my analysis is that it's not that much. So, as an organization, we do have a separate call center, right? So we have a help desk, it's staffed, we have call queues and integration with our CRM and kind of all kinds of sophisticated things. That's not something that we're doing with Microsoft Business Voice right now. So if you're in that category, if you're an organization that, has sophisticated IVR systems, or you need to have integration with your CRM, or you need to have really detailed call logging and metrics and analytics, that might not be the best fit for you. But if you're an organization that has, you need to make and receive phone calls, you need to have a basic auto attendant, maybe you need to have a call queue and ring a group of people in a department, sales or marketing or your communications team, I think it's a really compelling offering, I think, because of the ease of use, the deployment, and also the cost. I think a lot of organizations, whenever they look at their voice over IP bill and then compare it to what they're going to see with Microsoft Business Voice getting nonprofit pricing, it's going to be a really, a really positive change for a lot of organizations.
Yeah. So, we've talked about the licensing, we've talked about all the things that it can do. A majority of the people listening right now and possibly who are watching later on with YouTube are already using Office 365, and a lot of them are already using Microsoft Teams. I know that we use Microsoft Teams a lot with the channel and things. How is it going to feel different than what we're already familiar with?
Yeah, I think the good news is that it's not going to be very different at all. So what we can see here is just the demo scenario where we've got the, you know, what is the pretty familiar Microsoft Teams app, right? So along the left-hand side, you've got your activity, you've got, you know, your chat, Teams, and then there's just going to be this addition once you're licensed is a little phone number or a little phone icon, which is calls. And so you're able to bounce back and forth. So we can see here, we're going to call our user, Adele. You have a dial pad, you're able to connect, make the phone call. It's going to connect using the attached audio devices, and those can be customized. And you'll be able to make and receive phone calls directly from the Teams application. There are a couple of additional kind of nice to have things that Microsoft has added in here. So, you know, I think one of the nice things about having, you know, a physical phone is like, you know, it can ring and you can, you know, pick it up and hear it. If you're on your computer and you just have it plugged into your headset, maybe your headset's not on, you would potentially miss calls. So in Teams, you are able to add a secondary ringer, for example. So you could, if you're always on your headset, that could be your primary device, but then you could also add in a secondary, speaker so that, if you put down your headset or you're not wearing it, you can have it ring your computer speaker, for example, or some other device so that you can, you know, make sure you don't miss any calls.
Yeah. Would this, you know, think about everybody working remotely and things like that, or occasionally outages at the office happen, would you also be able to set it to maybe ring to your phone so you could still get your phone calls and services that way, even if the internet goes down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is, you know, a full service voice over IP phone system. So you can have, you can set your own call rules to have it ring your phone. You can also have it forward to cell phones or turn, you know, implement other call, you know, call routing rules that would be relatively straightforward in terms of if you don't answer in a certain amount of time, have it, yeah, call your cell phone, call another device, call a colleague. You can even redirect calls to external numbers. So it is really flexible in terms of the management and deployment, and, you know, gives a lot of flexibility in terms of how the, you know, the calls are routed. So,
okay. Excellent. Now, you know, before we find out about, you know, actually getting this stuff all deployed and everything, I know that one of the big things on everybody's mind lately has been security. Just want to, you know, hammer home how secure is Microsoft Teams telephony?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think it's, it would have the same potential weaknesses that other, voice over IP phone systems would, in that, you know, it's accessible over the internet. And so it's predicated on a username and password. I think from that regard, there are a lot of benefits to security because this is tied into your organization's Office 365 account. So hopefully you've already taken the steps to implement multi-factor authentication. And so if you've implemented multi-factor authentication, we know that that has provided a lot of security against most of the automated attacks that are out there. And so in terms of the risk of somebody, hacking into the phone system to, you know, make or receive calls or update settings or kind of, you know, hack and mess around with the system, you know, I think the risk is very low. You know, I would compare that to, you know, other voice over IP phone systems that I think have been a little bit behind in terms of the user, you know, setup and configuration and integration. And again, those other voice over IP phone systems represent another username, another password, potentially another multi-factor authentication or another, single sign-on integration to implement. And so I think from a security perspective, because I think it's a lot simpler, that helps the organization's security because it's kind of one less thing to think about and to have to worry about.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So you mentioned a free 30-day trial earlier. For people wanting to check stuff out, if you're already integrated,
Yeah, I just went back.
I was like, you went backwards. how else would, like, what do people need for getting started?
Mm-hmm. So it is easy to get started. So there's a free 30-day trial that is available through the Office 365 licensing portal. So you can go and search for the Microsoft Business Voice product offering, and that will come up. You'll be able to add a 30-day free trial. In addition, you'll need two things. Essentially, you'll need the business voice trial. So that's kind of the actual phone system licensing. And then they also provide 25 free numbers as well. So you can go and pick phone numbers in whatever area code you want. You know, if you're in DC or San Francisco or, Chicago, you can find phone numbers to use as part of the trial process and, you know, assign users both the business voice license, assign them a phone number, and then they would be able to make and receive phone calls, you know, to anybody from, you know, from the team's application. So as soon as the license is assigned to the user, that little phone icon is going to pop up in their team's application. And whenever you assign the phone number will be there as well. So that's okay. Pretty straightforward. For organizations, you know, if all that looks good and the system checks off all the boxes in terms of your evaluation, Microsoft has a very straightforward process in order to port your existing phone numbers. So again, if you are already, you know, you're in a phone system, you know, it has all of your phone numbers in it that are, you know, on your website, and you don't want to change that for obvious reasons, you are able to bring those phone numbers along into Microsoft. So so you don't need to get new phone numbers as part of migrating into Microsoft Business Voice for phones.
Yeah, that is absolutely what was going to be my next question. Was like, okay, so do we need all new numbers? Like, but you know, so like with that porting from another provider, is that going to be, you know, it sounds like it's going to be relatively straightforward instead of, you know, pulling teeth or anything like that.
Yeah, I think the process is pretty straightforward. This is a procedure that is kind of an industry standard. So porting numbers from one carrier to another, is a supported process. And so there's a couple of steps that you have to go through in order to assign, you know, understand where your numbers are, have an approved contact, you know, have a verification. You have to notify, you know, you may need to work with your existing voice over IP provider to say, hey, we're going to port our numbers. You know, we've worked with a couple of organizations, and even though it's one organization, sometimes the number blocks are actually associated with different carriers. And so they have to, you know, you may have to make multiple number port requests to bring all the phone numbers across. But, you know, that process in terms of getting numbers and scheduling a port would take a couple weeks. So again, it's not like you'd be able to set up a phone system, port your numbers over, you know, the next day. It's something you'd need to plan out. And so we're typically seeing, you know, 3 to 4 weeks in terms of being able to plan and kind of migrate phone numbers from one carrier to another.
Okay. Awesome. So I do see, you know, a couple questions have popped up just about, you know, how it's used and you know, what business voice can do or cannot do. So I'm going to bounce over to see if we can answer a couple of these questions live. Davin or Devon Mason asks, is there a caller ID feature? And I do believe the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. And then Andy asks, does it have any spam blocking services for like against robocalls or allow for an API plugin to work with for that spam and robocall blocking?
Yeah, that's a good question. So on the spam robocall blocking, I am not sure off the top of my head if that's something that Microsoft has built into their platform in the way that, you know, iPhone has done it. So that's a good question. I will do a little bit more research and maybe have a follow-up blog post where we'll answer some of those questions associated with the business voice phone questions.
Yeah. All right. In terms of, you know, getting these phone calls and everything done, we do have a question about, you know, some people really are connected to their desktop phones. Mm-hmm. I know some people really, really want those. Is there an option for that? For those people who really want one to still have one?
Yeah. So if you're one of those folks that really loves your desktop phone, there are Microsoft Teams certified phones available. They have a link on their website where you can search through and find, you know, Microsoft Teams certified phones. They are newer. So again, if you maybe have an older style voice over IP phone, that might not be something that you can bring along into Microsoft Teams. You may need to get, you know, a new phone. The same thing for, you know, if you have a conference phone and it's, you know, one of the spaceship Polycoms that's, you know, really kind of ubiquitous, those may not be supported with Microsoft Teams in the same way. So there may be some hardware replacement that's needed in order to support the connectivity and licensing. The other thing, actually, in terms of that, I think one of the downsides associated with the kind of the Microsoft Business Voice licensing is it's kind of a one size fits all plan. So again, okay, you know, if you have 25 staff and five interns, but the interns need to make a phone call, but they only need to make, you know,
one or two,
there's no intern phone option. It's like everybody needs to be licensed, and everybody basically has the same phone calling plan. So again, if you're an organization that has, you know, kind of, you know, unique phone needs, or maybe, you know, you only have phone needs for a very select few, but everybody has to have numbers, it may not be the best fit if you need that degree of granularity and flexibility. So it is kind of a one size fits all approach in terms of the licensing. Again, I think that'll probably work for most organizations, especially whenever they look at the total cost across all licensed users. But it does present, you know, some lack of flexibility. A little bit, you know, kind of on the higher end, you know, if you're a very large organization, maybe you have your own what they call direct routing partner, you can bring other phone providers in that will okay, provide the so-called the telephony piece. And so in that case, you may end up just licensing the Microsoft Business Voice phone license, but then use a third-party provider to actually do the calling. So, and again, okay, if you're in that case, you know, you probably have more sophisticated requirements, it may be worth, you know, working with a partner that could evaluate those needs to make sure you're getting the right solution.
Okay. Okay, shameless sales plug. Would we be a good partner for evaluating those things?
I think, if you're an organization that's in the, you know, I think the under 50 users that have relatively straightforward calling requirements. So again, if you're an organization that's not using a call center, your call system isn't integrated with, you know, your CRM, and you have relatively straightforward needs of telephony, yeah, I think, you know, that's kind of our expertise and our, especially if you're an organization that, you know, calls a lot. So maybe you look at this and say 3,000 minutes per person, like our people are on the phone all the time. We need 10,000 minutes. Like that's not going to work for us. There may be some other solutions that may be better suited to meet those needs. And so, you know, we typically are working with one of our partners, CNSG, in order to do phone system evaluations for organizations that have really sophisticated requirements that may not be met with, with the Microsoft Business Voice option.
Okay. Now, circling all the way back to the people who really like their phones, we had another question come in that was on the other end of the system. They're wondering, can you eliminate plain old telephones? Does Teams handle auto attendant and call tree processing well?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. The short answer is that yes, it can. It does it all. So you're able to, you know, again, program auto attendants. You know, have different options. So again, the big concepts with phone systems are auto attendants, where you can kind of call in and have a menu and choose different options, and then call queues, where you're able to assign multiple users into a call queue. So for example, if you wanted to have your fundraising department, you publish that number. If you want to give, call this number. You would be able to set up a call queue in Microsoft Teams that would ring, you know, all four members of the development department so they could take donation requests. So those are the two main concepts that are included and available within Microsoft Business Voice. If you're an organization that, you know, has, you know, the IVR voice recognition where you're, you know, typing in your account number or doing other kinds of navigation through the phone tree, then this isn't a good solution. But if you have, like, again, if you just need a call tree to get people to the right department, maybe some basic call queue information to make sure multiple people are getting, you know, having their phone ring, their phone that could just be their Microsoft Teams ring. I think this could check off a lot of those options.
Yeah. Now I know that, you know, for us, I have, you know, my community IT, you know, email and Teams and everything go to my personal phone. We'll be able to do, like, you don't necessarily need a company phone to be able to use this on your regular cell phone. Mm-hmm. That's another question that came.
Yeah, that's correct. So all of this does come through the Microsoft Teams app. So obviously there's a desktop app that's included as part of Office 365. You can also install the Teams app on your phone, and then you'd be able to make and receive, you know, those voice over IP calls through your Microsoft Teams app on your phone instead of using your cell phone. So I know that that's a nice feature, especially if you're making, you know, calls to a vendor. You can call from your business number as opposed to calling from your personal cell phone. And so you can kind of protect that personal information a little bit more. Just make the call from the Teams app on your phone. The outbound caller ID will appear as your business number, and that would be the number that would, you know, show up on the inbound caller ID for whoever you're talking to.
Gotcha. Okay. This is sort of a we did have another question come in from Amr. How will QoS be handled?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we, yeah, that just came in. So
yeah, so that's a good question. So QoS stands for quality of service, and it's a networking concept that mm-hmm. really deals with how is the voice traffic prioritized relative to everything else. So again, you know, so with a voice call, it's very apparent if, you know, there's data drops or traffic is slowed down a little bit in a way that's not the same if you're, you know, if you're just like downloading a big file. If there's a blip in your internet connection, you know, nobody really can tell because the file just, you know, catches up and maybe it downloads a second slower than it would. But if you're having a voice call and the call, you know, the QoS or the call quality is very poor, that's because there are packets dropping as you're calling. So I think Microsoft has done a pretty good job of optimizing their traffic. So they, you know, a number of years ago, you know, kind of have upgraded their entire, you know, backbone within the Azure cloud platform where kind of this traffic starts. So they are implementing that QoS quality. They have some networking guides that will help you. Again, if you're doing a big deployment, you can do some network location testing. And then the thing that I appreciate again is there's integrated call metrics that are available through the admin dashboard that you can go and see, you know, which call, you know, which users are having the most call quality issues and what are some of the root cause analysis of that. So again, you can go into the dashboard and say, oh, you know, I had this call yesterday. Who had the poorest call quality? And then what was the problem? And it'll actually go down and show you, oh, whatever, network latency on this side as the root cause. And so it is helpful in terms of troubleshooting that, that information is included as part of the dashboard.
Okay, excellent. And then Carol asks, can several phone numbers be directed to one user? Which I think the answer is yes, from what you described mm-hmm. with the call queues.
I think it can be handled a couple ways. So call queue would be one way to do it. We could assign multiple users or multiple phone numbers to a single user, a single call queue, if you need to, you know, have some some, you know, essentially, you know, basic call routing support. So yep, that's something that's available within the platform.
Awesome. Well, I think that, you know, I've hit the limit of my questions, and one of the questions that, you know, came in with registration and has been, you know, a greater focus at Channel Futures for this year and things like that, is how does Microsoft Teams and this business voice address accessibility concerns, you know, for people with disabilities, be they visual or auditory? Have we had the chance to test out how good their, you know, accommodations are?
No, I think that's a really good question. And that's not something that, that I've been able to do some testing on. You know, I do think Microsoft in general has done a pretty good job in terms of accessibility. And so I think that's another something we could add into that follow-up post that we can provide some more information about in terms of Microsoft and their approach for responding to those accessibility issues within the Teams platform.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, our Q&A queue is empty, and I believe hit all the questions that people had going into this webinar. So, yeah.
Great. So, there's our contact information is up here. So, please feel free to drop us a note. You can also send us, or you could schedule some time to talk about Microsoft Business Voice or other IT issues with Sarah. And we'll look forward to seeing everyone next month when we talk about preparing your laptops for takeoff. So this will be another focused session where we'll be talking about Microsoft Autopilot as a way to automatically deploy, set up, and configure laptops and other computers for staff.
Hey, Matt, do you mind going back to the resources slide?
Sure.
Didn't really give you time to share out those links,
I wasn't fast enough. So these are, as Matt said, these are some very helpful links. I'm going to chat those out right now, so you don't have to type in the URLs. So there's the link for the demo. I'll give everybody a time. A moment to copy these as well. Someone had asked earlier about the 30-day free trial. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in getting that going, there's the link. Just click on it, copy it, follow it, and you'll be able to start your free trial. And I think, Matt, that brings to mind, you know, we have a couple of clients that we work with that have sort of unusual telephony needs that have, you know, enabled us to kind of think outside the box a little bit when it comes to telephony. In the old days, if you will, you know, you had your telephony solution, your phone numbers, and making any changes to it was inconvenient, expensive, difficult to implement. So you just, you know, if you're opening a field office, you didn't even want to think about their telephone system because all you could think about were all the headaches you're going to encounter trying to get them set up. One of the things that I've been really impressed with this solution is the way in which you can just roll out phone numbers very quickly. You have a new field office opening up in another location. You have an office in another city. It's easy to just get those new staff set up with a phone number right away without having to make any changes to your existing phone system. So that's been an interesting use case that I felt was you know, it really saved this organization a lot of money and a lot of time to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a great point. I think being able to add, you know, kind of as little or as many user licenses as you want is really helpful. I would say, you know, the 25, you know, so there's a free trial. It's limited to 25 users. But whenever you're ready to get started, you can get, you know, as little or as many licenses as you want. And I would say the other thing to keep in mind is, you know, with these cloud services, you know, even though you're paying by the month, you're essentially buying an annual contract. So And because there's no bulk price discount, there's no incentive or there's no reason to kind of buy any more licenses than you need right now. So again, if you need phones for 10 people, just buy 10 licenses. You know, when that 11th person comes, you can buy a license for them at that point. So there's no need to, you know, to try to like buy a whole bunch of licenses to kind of have them in reserve. And again, you know, you're able to cycle those on. Those are a pool of licenses. They're not, you know, named. So again, if somebody leaves, you can take their license and assign it to the next person. You don't need to, you know, kind of buy a new license and associate it with each individual user. So yeah, I think that flexibility is key. So you don't need to expand your big legacy on-prem system if you can, you know, just quickly adapt and add this one on.
Yeah, no, that the flexibility and the scalability of the licensing is really exciting for me. Like on the account management side, a lot of times I end up having to help some of our clients slim down their license counts. And they realize, you know, oh, we've had these like just license bloat of like, oh, you know, over the last 5 years turnover, and then having to go in and clear those out in one big push, as opposed to just ramping up and ramping down as needed. It's great.
Maybe Matt, go to the next slide. I think it was. Yes. So I'm going to put this link in as well. There were a number of questions early on that were sort of specific to an organization's unique needs. And that's one of the interesting things about telephony, is that in some ways, even more so than other IT solutions, every organization has kind of unique needs. You know, either you're using your phone system right now, you're not using it all, you don't know how your staff are making phone calls, or even if they need to, or you have handsets and people need to be able to still use those. I think what we've found with telephony is that every organization has kind of unique set of requirements when it comes to telephony. And we've done our best to provide general answers, but we'd be more than happy to spend some time talking with you about your specific situation and how Microsoft Business Voice may be a good solution. It may not. You know, there are cases where more traditional telephony solutions might still be more effective. But I think we're entering a new era in that you now have other options, and it's really important to be aware of that and to evaluate those options relative to your business requirements.
Yeah.
Great. And then, yeah, next month we've got prepare for takeoff. we're going to be talking about some new tools that Microsoft in particular has made available to provision laptops. Basically, the moment when they ship, when you order a new laptop from Dell or CDW or Lenovo, whoever, there you now have the ability to have those laptops shipped to you ready for use by your organization, pre-configured, ready to just basically turn it on and start, more or less, start working on it. There's some nuances and details that we're going to go over in this webinar, but it really is a game changer, especially in this day and age when so many organizations are remote and dispersed. So please join us next month for that webinar. If you're not familiar with Microsoft Autopilot or Intune or some of the new ways that exist for provisioning laptops more quickly and more efficiently, it's going to be really interesting. And we've had a lot of experience with this over the last year and a half and have been really impressed with this solution and how much time it saves. So you'll be getting a notification by email with the link to register pretty soon, any day now. And that's going to be Wednesday, July 21st. If you aren't available that day, it's the middle of your summer vacation, that's okay. We're going to record it and we'll make the recording available afterwards. But it should be a really interesting conversation, just like today's. So thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Matt. Thank you all for all the attendees for joining us today. And we appreciate your time and look forward to you joining us next month.
Community IT does these free webinars and podcasts for our community, and we love sharing our knowledge and experience. If you have more questions or are having trouble with your IT at your nonprofit, please get in touch with us on our website, www.communityit.com so we can start a conversation or schedule an assessment. Downloading any of our free resources there will get you signed up for our webinar reminders, and you can attend our next webinar in real time and ask our experts your own questions. If you love podcasts, please subscribe and leave us a rating to help others find this leadership resource for nonprofits.